Hello there, and welcome to the Nerd Podcast. That's like Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
That is Never Any Retro Dialogue. I'm Jordan.
I'm Doug.
Today is our Christmas special, which has been dubbed in Doug's kitchen, Christmas on Infinite Earths.
Earths.
Which is a joke that about maybe one of you will get.
Yes.
So.
Maybe.
But
Mr. Nino will get it.
Yeah, he'll get it.
But
it's our Christmas special we do, and
it's our Christmas special. It's our end of the year. End of the year. Oh my gosh. We got a lot to talk about. Man. So here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So, well, let's start with this. It was recently your birthday.
It was.
Doug is a December baby.
I am.
Almost a Christmas baby.
Almost, yes.
What is that like to have a birthday so close to Christmas?
So, you know, when you're a little kid, it's great.
Yeah.
Right? Because you get gifts, and then a week later, you get gifts again, and you just think, boy, life's good.
Yeah.
And then you hit a certain age, and you're told, well, pick one of these boxes, and they'll be your Christmas gift,
yeah,
or your birthday gift, and then you'll get the rest for Christmas. Like, oh, okay. My sister didn't have to do that. She was born in April. It actually is great because I love Christmas time. I'm love a huge Christmas. Halloween fiend too, but yeah. I just absolutely, we have talked many times about my unhealthy obsession with all things Santa Claus, which I attribute to my grandmother, my dad's mom. She had a ton of Santa Clauses in the house decorating. So, yeah, absolutely love this time of year. So I think now that I'm older and more mature,
yeah,
I think I can see the specialness of being born around this time. So
nice.
Now it's like it's one big holiday.
Yeah, that's cool. I always try and, as we exchange gifts, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but whenever we exchange gifts, I always try to make one clearly for your birthday and one clearly for Christmas, because I am like, I don't know. I know you appreciate Christmas time and Santa Claus and everything. So, you know, I'm just like, I want that distinction to be there because I don't want to get you one thing and be like, this is your birthday and your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And I know.
You hit a certain age, you just don't care.
I know, but yeah. I haven't hit that age yet. So I still care.
Well, yeah. And so, like Jordan and I do, we have our little exchange, which we just did.
Yeah.
So that we could talk about it. So
You know what? We should have done it live.
Oh, we should have done it live.
I didn't think about that.
We could have, well, you know what? Next year.
Next year, yeah.
Next year we'll do an unboxing or something. But yeah, so no, it's, I love this time of year. Although I will say, I say that I love it, and we haven't decorated anything in the house. We didn't get anything out. We didn't even get our vegan Santa out.
Vegan Santa? Do I know about this?
Yeah, he's the really tall, skinny one in the green coat.
Yeah.
Not even sure where we got him from, how we ended up with him. but, yeah, I mean, he always at least makes an appearance on the mantle.
Yeah.
This year's just been, you know, a little crazy. Had some changes in, you know, professional stuff and schedules changed and...
Changes.
David Bowie's right, man.
Yeah.
So, but the spirit still lives
on.
So, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, do we want to talk about that exchange first?
Yeah, let's do that since it's fresh on our minds.
Okay, let's do it.
So, Doug is, he gets me. He knows the pulse. He's fingers on the pulse. And we can drop some pictures in the comments of this, but
yes, we will. Yeah,
I am a weirdo and collect metal lunch boxes. And so Doug got me a The Thing themed metal lunch box, which is a sentence that I never thought I'd say,
right?
And it's got a sick image of MacReady on there, and inside is a thermos, but inside also was a volume of Croc and Tumbleweed. These are two, I would say, lesser known comic strips.
Mm-hmm.
From I'm not even sure when they're from, probably the 70s.
60s or
70s. 60s or 70s. Yeah. The booklets look like they might be from the 70s. I don't know.
Yeah. But... they're collections.
Yeah.
When I saw those, they're just so obviously, since both of us are nerds, we have a love of many things, but I think we both appreciate the obscure.
The obscure, for sure.
Which leads into what? So Jordan got me a, and as we've talked about on this podcast several times, I am a lover of John Wayne movies. And I understand the, now as I'm older, kind of the conflict you have with the person and the artist and whatnot. I grapple with that, but I still love the movies.
Yeah.
They just harken back to, you know, sitting there watching movies with my dad or whatnot. So, Jordan got me the John Wayne, code book.
Yeah.
John Wayne Code. The John Wayne Code. It is a book. So just a lot of quotes from people that were in his life, some pearls of wisdom from him. So that was very cool, very neat book. Then he got me a Godzilla t-shirt, which is absolutely amazing. And it looks like an just a Japanese poster. You got the Japanese writing, and then on the back it looks like a comic strip. There's three panels on there. It is just, it's fantastic. And then
the coup de grace,
the obscure.
Yeah.
He got me a Todd McFarlane action figure of the one and only Max Mercury.
There's crickets going off.
And, ooh, and every, we're counting on you, Mr. Nino, to know, to know who he is.
Yeah.
He is a speedster in the DC universe. He had originally appeared, he was originally created in the 50s for, oh my gosh, I had this pulled up. I don't, it wasn't EC Comics, I don't think. But he was
quality.
Quality. Quality Comics, there we go. And he was originally called Quicksilver, if I am correct. Yep. It wasn't until, it was in the 90s sometime. 93. Okay. I knew it was in the 90s sometime that the great Mark Waid kind of retooled him and gave him a new moniker. That's a nerdy way to say name. And how here we are. We got Max Mercury.
I just learned this. One of his creators was Jack Cole.
Oh.
Do you know Jack Cole?
I know the name.
He created Plastic Man.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's why I know the name. So, yeah, so...
you gotta really pronounce his name or else it sounds like you're saying Jack Hole. That's why I was like, Jack Cole.
Cole. So, yeah, so obscure. Max Mercury, I've already got a... He's already placed on my shelf of heroes.
Yeah. You've got quite a Justice League up there.
I do have quite the Justice League now, so it's... I am to the point where I love finding the obscure ones now.
Well, and it seems like McFarlane's really putting them out now.
Yes. I mean, you at some point you have to start going obscure because... Yeah. But also, and this can lead into so many other conversations, I really think a lot of this has to do with the fact that with James Gunn taking over...
Yeah.
Does this potentially mean we might see Max Mercury?
Oh, coming in... Little merchandise?
Little...
Leak?
Yeah. Mm. Right? Because James Gunn loves using obscure characters.
Yeah. Creature Commandos.
Creature Commandos. All the characters that he used for his Suicide Squad movie. So, it just kind of makes you wonder.
Let me pose this question to you.
Yeah.
Does DC make better toys than Marvel?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I think so, too.
Yes. Marvel, especially the last... few years, they have not been as good.
Yeah.
At one point, they were pretty solid. I think DC's have been, especially now with McFarlane being on board with a lot of these, they're just so much better.
Yeah. When you get more, I think, variety.
Yes.
There's a lot of the similar... Whenever I go to Target, is a great place for toys. Whenever I go to Target, I'm like, I don't see a lot of Marvel characters that I want. But, yeah. And maybe that's because I'm a DC fanboy.
That could be said, too. It seems like Marvel only puts out figures when it's release time, movie right? time,
yeah.
And whether it's a new show or a new movie, and then you're getting those characters. Whereas McFarlane has just been pumping out stuff. Now, again, he may be pumping this out because there's word that, you know, Max Mercury ends up in some kind of project. Who yeah. knows? Or maybe we're just trying to create some...
we're manifesting.
Yeah, we're manifesting. Man, how cool would it be to see Max Mercury in something?
That would be sick.
That would be wild. You could even, if you wanted to, you could tool it. They could have put him in the Black Adam movie and had him be part of the Justice Society.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, but anywho. So, yeah. So, it was a, if anyone remembers, I think it was last year, or was it 2 years ago, when we each got each other.
That was last year.
That was last year. Same... We got each other the same book.
Yeah.
So,
That was hilarious.
That was funny. But yeah, so it was very, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Everything was awesome. So hopefully you enjoy What a Crock and the others. So, and that, yeah. The lunch pail is sick.
Yeah, it's great. I was like, and we both said this, what a time to be alive.
It is.
For nerds.
Oh, it is just gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. I almost ordered two. I really did. But I was strong.
Yes.
Because I really don't have
any
place to put. I'm looking at my Transformer one over there, and it may have to go to the office. So that way I can remember to dare.
Dare, when I'm at work. I quoted that to my brother the other day. I said, you can win if you try leaving. You can fly if you try leaving the past behind. And he was like, what are you talking about? It's like, it's the ambush.
Oh, my gosh. So, that's funny.
I don't know if he knew that or not, but...
Gosh, John.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, to be fair, I don't think anybody knows Stan Bush like us. So
this is true. This is true.
Unless they know him personally.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you or someone you know is Stan Bush, let us know.
Yeah. We'd love to have him on.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of a lifetime because he got me through so much.
Oh, right. Oh, my goodness.
I remember before I took my driver's test, putting You Got the Touch on.
Nice.
I was like... And going on first dates, I would listen to it. Anything, really. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's all. Stan Bush.
Stan Bush. You Got the Touch. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's groovy.
It is groovy. Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
He was, I know I've told this story before, too, but he was at the BotCon that we went to down in Louisville, me, Sharon, and the kids. And this would have been...
That was a while ago.
Yeah. 8 years.
Yeah.
Eight, 10 years ago. Oof. Yeah. Probably because I was still working. I wasn't back. Yeah. So anywho, it was a lifetime ago. And he was actually there. And you know, his booth had his music playing and it was on a loop. But I did not get to have an interaction with him. But I watched several people have interactions with him, and he seemed super nice.
Yeah.
Was very receptive to the fans and whatnot. And so I mean that's always good to see. Hopefully he's always like that.
Yeah.
You hope. And it's not just when as soon as the con's over, right, you go to the shower and just start cursing everyone's name. But
yeah.
Stan would never do that.
No.
No.
Stan.
But yeah, so speaking of obscure things, Creature Commandos, we talked about. So I've watched episode 4 is now out.
Oh, is it out?
I have not watched that. I had watched episode 3.
I got a little spoiler from episode 3. And by a little spoiler, I mean a big spoiler.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. I was scrolling. Yeah. That's my thing. I got to stop scrolling so much.
Yep. Yeah.
But I need to watch it because it looks so good. And I heard there was a little cameo from some metal men.
Yes.
So yes. I'm excited about that.
Yes. Episode 3, you get a lot of cameos.
Good.
A lot of cameos from Metal Men. There's some, anyone who's a Doom Patrol fiend, like the person sitting to my right, will recognize someone
perhaps of various chemical
or
composition of perhaps some animal vegetable mineral persuasion.
And then anyone who's a reader of the Challengers of the Unknown, which again is probably Mr. Nino, might be the only one who knows. I don't know. I won't besmirch our guests like that.
Yeah, but
our audience. Well, but
our audience themselves are the challenge of the unknown.
That is true. They take the challenge every time they listen to this.
What? Yeah, it's unknown of what we're gonna say.
But yeah, so there's someone from that. So it was. Yeah, James Gunn is putting a lot of,
and you know,
a lot of cameos.
That's good because we've always said like DC really needs to lean into the weird stuff.
Absolutely. Well, and they got the right guy to do it, yeah. Right? So one can only hope. Because both of us have watched the Superman trailer.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's transition into that. Next.
Yeah, and I don't think this is overselling it when I say that was absolutely amazing.
I cried.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say I wept.
Yeah,
I wasn't crying like a lot, but I definitely the tears welled up in my eyes.
You were activated.
I was like a sleeper agent that was like. I feel something for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, it for any of those who haven't watched it, just go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube right now.
Yeah. I am, and I know we've talked about this too, Superman is not my favorite.
Right.
I like the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. I really do. And I didn't mind Man of Steel. I get the complaints of it, and I agree that, you know, it could have gone a different way, but Zack Snyder.
Right.
It was so refreshing to see the look of of this movie, the set, the characters, how Superman is going to be portrayed, it seems. It looks like we're going back to the... It's a much brighter set.
It's a very hopeful.
Yes, very hopeful. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Now, so my question is, because you're not going to get an origin. And he has said you're not going to get a Superman origin. You're not going to get a Batman origin. We know their stories, which, thank God.
Yeah.
Because how many times do we have to retell them?
Yeah.
How many times? I just hope when we see a James Gunn Batman project.
Yeah.
That we don't get the shot of the pearls. Can we get one? Can we get one Batman movie where we don't have the pearls flying in the air?
Right.
But anyway, with that being said, it'll be interesting then to see how they tie that all together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're starting with an already established hero.
Right.
Lex Luthor, man, Nicholas Holt, he just...
Yeah, I thought he looked good.
He looked really good.
I think it was a little shocking to see him so bald for a second. Right. I was like, what? Because it's funny, because in contrast, he was Beast.
Yeah.
And he's all hair.
So. He was all hair, right? He has hit the other side of the spectrum.
So, yeah. So that trailer, that was the first thing I did that morning. I rolled over, I waited like 2 minutes, and then I was like, it's 9 o'clock. And I started scrolling, and there it was. It was amazing. Personally, the thing that probably really put me over the top and made me tear up a little bit was the music.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the John Williams score, but just updated.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God.
And I have read that the movie is going to, they're going to focus on a score and not a soundtrack for this movie.
Oh, wow.
So a bit of a departure for James Gunn, right?
He
always has some obscure song in there and stuff that just kind of fit the mood. And if they're going to go back to focusing on a score, that, I mean, it's just, and it plays into it, right? It plays into everything you got from the feel of that trailer. Seeing Hawkgirl.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Seeing those characters. Now, one of my friends was like, I'm a little worried there's going to be too many characters, which I totally get.
Yes.
But, I don't know, because...
But how long will you see them?
Well, but there's also the fact that James Gunn is used to Guardians of the Galaxy, Suicide Squad, so I think he'll be all right.
Having Mr. Terrific finally show up in a DC movie is amazing. Again, here we go.
It's fair play.
It is fair play.
That's a little nerd joke, guys.
Oh man,
we're really making the deep cuts today.
Yeah, it's so it's I just I love it. I know there one complaint I saw is that they wish they weren't using Guy Gardner, that they wish they were using a different lantern. Yeah. And I get that.
Yeah.
Except let's see why.
Right.
You know?
Well, they're already making the TV show.
And they're gonna have a Green Lantern Corps TV show. So it's all gonna tie in together. Yeah. It's all going to feed off of each other.
Plus who else is Nathan Fillion gonna play? What Green Lantern is he gonna play?
Well,
Guy Gardner.
They say Hal Jordan, since that's who he's voiced the most. Oh,
he did voice him, didn't he?
He did voice
him. Well, maybe he wanted something different.
Well, and, you know, here's his chance to finally be on the screen.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion, God love him, but he is older.
Yeah, he's getting a little older.
So, I mean, although he could have played a Green Lantern that, you know, Parallax, and all of a sudden, so who knows, but...
Well, I think James Gunn kind of... I think Guy Gardner kind of worked with James Gunn's style.
Yes.
He's kind of a rogue. Now, the thing that I have seen people complain about is the haircut. And I just want to say, well, people, if you don't like the haircut, don't pick up a comic book then.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my gosh. Go read a comic. And... Because that was the one thing I'm like, I wonder if they'll... Will he have the classic?
Yeah.
Or will they do some kind of updated? And I'm like, oh, man. Has a hideous haircut,
yep.
And it needs to be.
Yeah, that's the whole. That's Guy Gardner's calling card.
That's his, and I really think that's why he's always in such a bad mood.
Yeah,
probably.
But,
he's making up for that hairdo.
And Metamorpho.
And so it was so funny. So someone showed a still of Metamorpho, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, who is this? I think it's Brainiac." It's like, that's not Brainiac. Come on.
I'm so excited. I love Metamorpho. I think he's a great superhero. Totally underrated in my book. Going to be interesting to see how Hot Girl, Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, and Metamorpho all fit together.
Right.
Because it's not like they're forming the Justice League.
Correct.
That could be a Justice League, but like a Justice League Europe.
I was just going to say, what if they end up in Europe or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that totally could be Justice League Europe.
Yeah. I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see. And it's kind of nice because... Superman is such a well-known character, it's easier to insert lesser-known characters because of the platform he has.
Correct.
So that's really cool that they're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, can't wait. To piggyback off of all of that, they released a timeline for a lot of the projects. They're going to have a Clayface movie.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's wild.
Amazing. It's going to be a horror.
Yeah, like a body horror.
A body horror type film. And then they gave a timeline for all of the TV series too. So again, we're going to have a Green Lantern, core TV show. There's going to be a Booster Gold.
Yeah.
I think that one's going to be live action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As is the Green Lantern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be another animated series though.
A series or a movie?
I thought it was a series.
Okay, because I heard about the Dynamic Duo being an animated movie.
Yes, that's with Nightwing and Jason Todd. Or the Red Hood.
Ooh.
At this point, is what he is. Spoilers. You're going to have Batman the Brave and the Bold,
yep.
Which is basically going to be... It looks like it's going to be based on Grant Morrison's Batman and Robin run. Or... A lot. You got James Mangold doing Swamp Thing.
Yes, that's going to be so good.
It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. There's going to be a prequel series for Wonder Woman. It's going to be called Paradise Lost, I believe is what they said it's going to be called. A lot of stuff. They also announced... I was watching a video today, about upcoming animated projects that aren't necessarily in this line.
Yeah.
They're going to be standalone. James Gunn has written a script for Jurassic League.
No.
I wish you guys could see the face that Jordan just made. So Jurassic... Jurassic League is exactly what you think it is. It is the Justice League, except they're all dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So apparently he's written a script for that. I don't think there was a date for that yet. They're doing a sequel to Batman Ninja, which is interesting, but going to be going into the future now and fighting the Yakuza League.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, I wasn't a huge fan of the original Batman Ninja. It was okay. But this will be interesting just to see him fight the Justice League. And then, this was not talked in this video, but I had read this. They're going to do a three-part... They're big in these three-part movies now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the Nightfall storyline.
Oh.
Where Batman gets his back broken by Bane, and then Azrael takes over, and then you have Dick Grayson as Batman for a little bit. And so, yeah, so it's... So we'll see how that goes. That's supposed to be coming out, I think, next year. So that'll be cool. Because that's one of the things I finished this month, was the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
We just spoiled our joke. But
yeah, but it was a 26-minute joke. So
it was a 26-minute joke. The Crisis on Infinite Earths were... they did a three-part movie.
Yes.
So the movie you need to see before you watch those three is called Justice League War World, which I actually enjoyed. I thought it was a decent movie. It wasn't the best thing ever made. And hey, keep your eye out for our DC animated podcasts, because we'll talk more about these. So I won't spoil too much so that you guys will come back and listen to that. But it was good. It wasn't, phenomenal, but I enjoyed it. And then that led straight into Crisis on Infinite Earths. So you watch the first episode, the first part, and you're kind of like, okay, all right. And then it just kind of stops, right? The second movie felt completely disconnected. I was just confounded. I was like, what in the world's going on? And then the third one wrapped it all up. And it got back to a point where it's like, oh, okay, that all made sense.
Okay.
So, but it's like, why couldn't you have done two movies and you just made them longer?
Yeah.
You could have, instead of doing 3 hour and a half movies or hour and 20 minute movies, do two movies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have felt as confused, because I almost didn't watch part three because I was just like, that part two just left me going, what in the heck are you guys even doing? But yeah, so I won't talk much more about that. But that seems to be the way they're going now. They'll have one standalone movie, or if they have a grander story to tell, they do a three-parter. I think it's interesting that they're going to do Nightfall. I just wish... Why can't they do Kingdom Come?
Oh, God, that would be sick.
Right? Do Kingdom Come. Do that story. Oh, they are doing a standalone movie based on a Batman Elseworlds stories, too. The one where he's a Mayan.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's Aztec.
Okay.
Batman Aztec. Or Aztec Batman. I'll have to look it up. But so they are doing that, and it'll be standalone. So that could be interesting, as long as they, again, we'll see how they work with the source material. But yeah, that was a lot of DC stuff.
Well, we're fanboys.
We are fanboys.
Also, Marvel doesn't really have much news right now.
They don't have a lot going on.
Well, right? They probably didn't want to compete with the Superman trailer.
Right. I mean, what's the next thing they got coming out? They've got Thunderbolts.
America next?
Captain America, Brave New World. And then the Thunderbolts are coming out, right? And then apparently Denzel Washington spoiled it.
Yeah, that he's in Black Panther 3.
He's in Black Panther 3. So that's interesting. I think Marvel, they need to reevaluate how they're doing things. Because I think because DC and Warner Brothers was screwing it up so royally for so long that they just kind of went with their formula and, hey, nothing can touch us. But now with James Gunn at the helm, I think they need to be careful.
You know, the thing is, like, DC didn't really have a unified vision before.
Correct.
Because they didn't have a Kevin Feige, but now DC does. It's mm-hmm. James Gunn. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God. Not only is he the Kevin Feige, but he's also a director and a writer.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he seems to understand the material a little bit better than...
Exactly.
And you know, it's funny because there's been a lot of angry Snyder bros out there. In fact, somebody made a comment that, like, the Snyderverse fans made a cameo in the movie, and it's the guy throwing the can at Superman's head. And I was like, that's accurate. I respect just Scott Snyder's vision and everything. Or, not Zach. Scott Snyder. That's,
well, we
I respect Scott Snyder a lot, too. Scott
Snyder is amazing. Yeah. But
Zack Snyder, his vision, you know, I get it. Justice League, his Justice League was good.
If yes, watch the Zack Snyder Justice League cut, and that is a good movie.
Yeah.
It is. You need to have an afternoon.
Yeah, you need to. I split it into two.
That's probably the best way to do it. But it's really good. And it tells a much better story. So I get it. You know, the big wigs kind of screwed him over with Batman versus Superman and with the Justice League. But, you know, he also, his style is very distinct, right?
Yeah.
And you could see it in the movies. I just, with a character like Superman, it's okay to have a style like that with, like, Batman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what it's, I, you know, when I saw Man of Steel, I said, they're making a Batman movie about Superman.
Exactly.
And I didn't like that.
Yes. Superman has to be the light against Batman's darkness.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have that now.
And I will say this, one little thing that I loved about the Superman, how do you say the guy's name? David Corenswet?
Yeah.
Okay. He convinced James Gunn to keep the red tights.
Really?
That's what I read.
Okay.
And I'm kind of an old-fashioned Superman guy, so I was like, okay. Because, like, you know, you were saying Superman isn't really your favorite character. I love Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I have always looked up to Superman. I wrote a paper in college about how I learned morals through Superman. So... Or morality or something. I don't remember. But, yeah, so I love it. And the fact that they keep the trunks, it makes it brighter.
Yes.
So.
And there's something cool about the trunks.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, I know when they did away with him and Batman's trunks in the New 52, I was like, this just doesn't look right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And maybe that's because it was 70 years worth of history, but, like, there's just something about the trunks that.
Yeah.
For both of them.
Exactly.
That I think.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm not even cautiously optimistic. I am just full optimistic. On just fully optimistic.
And freaking Crypto the Superdog's in it. Like, yes. Wow.
Yeah. And the CGI for that looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Did you see the picture going around? James Gunn's Crypto versus Zack Snyder's Crypto?
I did not.
So James Gunn's Crypto is pulling him by the cape. Zack Snyder's Crypto's up. On his hind legs with an M16 pointed at Superman's head.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, man. So.
I will say this, too. If we can, I'm going to transition maybe to something else, but also
do
Superman.
It.
Superman inspired me so much, I started making Gordy comics that night.
Yes, I remember, I saw you post that. Yeah,
I was drawing Gordy comics that night because awesome. I was literally like, I feel inspired to make comics right now.
It's, dude, it was fantastic.
And what a heck of a Christmas gift to everyone.
We just got to wait till
July,
which is going to seem
forever.
It's going to seem like forever. It's like, what else can we watch?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just reminded, I still haven't ordered a suit for Kate's wedding yet. Uh-oh. I need to get on that.
I need to get a suit, too, now that you mention it.
Yeah. Oh. Man. I wonder how long those take.
Yeah. Where do you get a suit, anyway?
Oh, you can just go to Kohl's and get a suit if you don't want it to be fitted.
Yeah.
If you want to get measured, there's all kinds of places. You got Men's Warehouse, you got Joseph A. Banks, you got... All kinds of places. Just depends on how much money you want to spend.
None.
Yeah. Well, then go thrifting, my friend. Ooh. And put a ensemble together. Nice sport coat. And I mean, maybe I don't get a suit. Maybe I just get a vest.
Ooh.
To wear under my sport coat, my blazer.
Yeah.
With a nice pair of dark jeans.
Wowzers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me know what you're thinking. We can match.
Okay, yeah. So anywho,
we can wear our best Max Mercury costumes.
Ooh, we sure could. I don't have the chest hair like Max Mercury does. I do. Let me tell you, with that figure, let's go back a little bit. They did this figure so well. Not only does he have the ridiculously high-collared shirt,
yeah,
which is not aerodynamic, but they sculpted and painted chest hair on this figure, and it is fantastic. I can't get over that figure. Anyways, So you started doing some Gordy. I did not do anything quite like that, but I did feel good about myself the rest of the day. I was in the office, and I watched that, and I was just like,
well, I was at work, and I had made some jokes that made people laugh, and I was like, so when I do that, I make a mental note. But I was like, but I just don't have the energy to draw, because it's really bad. You know, it's wintertime. I get bad in the wintertime. But then I saw that trailer, and I was like, I want to make a comic again. And I was like, that, I don't think there's ever been a teaser trailer.
Yeah.
That, that has made me go, you know what? I'm going to change. Right. So we did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
Thank you, James Gunn.
Thank you, James Gunn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Watch that trailer.
Yeah. I'm about to watch it again. That part where the kid raises the flag.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. It looks absolutely amazing. So cannot wait. So much so that I've kind of lost track of where we were going.
Yeah, I don't know. We were up and away. That's where we're going.
Up and away. So I guess I'll just jump in with this. We didn't watch a whole lot of new things this year or this month. So I'm trying to think. We did go to the Krampus.
Oh yeah.
Attraction that they do at Fear Columbus or Columbus Fear. I forget what they're called. But they put on Halloween Haunted House. But then for 2 weekends before Christmas, they do a Krampus attraction. And so you stand and wait in line. They got fireworks going off. And then they've got actors dressed up like Krampus and crazy cheerleaders and nurses and just scaring and freaking the heck out of people. And then once you finally get in, you're walking through. It's built in an old department store. And the sets are really good. I will tell you one thing, and I'm sure this is on purpose. The music and the sounds that are playing are just ridiculously loud.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously. You can't hardly hear the person next to you talking. And you'd hear stuff going off, and it got to a point, it's like, okay, I'm starting to hear something. There's a window that's about to pop open, or a door, or this or that, and they would still scare the crap out of me. Because they got me one time. I was going around the corner, and I heard the thing, and I turned to see if they got Sharon, because it was me, Sharon, and then our friends Amber and Jeff. And it was actually their Christmas gift to us, which is amazing. Thank you, Amber and Jeff. Again, it was fun. But when I turned to look to see if they got Sharon or one of them, when I turned back around, it's a dude standing right in my face. I about fell over backwards. Oh my gosh. And we were in there forever. It was like 30 minutes of weaving through these set pieces. It was fantastic. It was really fun. So kudos to them. I've never been to their Halloween attraction. Now I kind of want to go to that to see what they do for that. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, I'm pretty sure it's called Fear Columbus. It's off of 161 and Forest Hills Drive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there near Cleveland Avenue. And it was a blast. We had fun. So we did that. I had my birthday this year.
Yeah.
I didn't have it last year.
A yearly event.
Yeah.
I didn't have it last year.
Yeah.
That's good.
I canceled it. The oldest, Madeline, she got me a very nice bottle of bourbon and some Charleston chews, which we had just a very brief conversation about them in the car one day. And then, so next thing you know, I got a bag of Charleston chews. They're like bite size. Wyatt got me a Lego set. He got me the Batman the Animated Series Batmobile, which came with a Batman figure, a Mr. Freeze Lego figure, and Harley Quinn, which I thought was odd to have Harley Quinn in with Mr. Freeze.
Well, you know, she's money these days.
She is, but it's like, give me a Robin or put a different villain in there, you know? But anywho,
at what least are you going to do? With Mr. Freeze.
I didn't, yeah.
He's underrated.
He is very underrated. As I've talked about before, he's probably my favorite Batman rogue. I just absolutely love him.
He's got a great story.
He has an amazing story, thanks to Paul Dini.
Yeah.
Who retooled his story, or his origin. But yeah, so, and then the wife, Sharon, got me a Sturgill Simpson, excuse me, Johnny Blue Skies album. And then to feed into my, not only my love of Batman, but it's like a, how tall is that? Like a 12 inch figure, I think. It's one of those giant ones.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
And he's dressed as Batman. He's got a red coat on. He's got the green grappling hook. He's got green pads on. And he's got a separate Santa hat that you can put on his head. It is fantastic. So,
a separate hat. Yeah.
The hat was separate.
Nice.
It is actually fabric. It was amazing. So Maddie also made a rum cake, which was very good. And then my mother-in-law, she makes the most wonderful lasagna. So we had that. It is a lasagna that I guess is the recipe's more rooted in her area of Italy that she's from. Because, yeah, it's got ham in there. It's got a white bechamel sauce along with others. And, oh, my goodness, it is just so good. I look forward to it every year. But, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any new movies. Oh, we did watch a new movie.
What's that?
Based on a recommendation from a friend at work, we watched The Dressmaker. It's on, I believe it was on Amazon. Yes. Stars Kate Winslet, Liam Hemsworth, Judy Davis, is that her name? I think so. She was the mom and the ref. If I got her name wrong, I apologize. But it's an Australian film, and the premise is Kate Winslet left this town, was forced to leave this town as a very young child. She was taken from her mom and gone, sent to boarding school. And she comes back as a grown woman, and she's quite the established dressmaker. But this town has some secrets.
Ooh,
and
secrets.
Apparently she was made to left because they thought she killed a boy. And so the whole movie is her trying to remember these things, but then her mom is also obviously battling dementia, and so she can't remember these things, and it is such a quirky movie. There's a lot of fun parts, but boy, it is awfully dark too.
Yeah.
And there's some painful parts in it, and it was just a roller coaster ride. And you get to the final act, and like, we're starting to tear up over what happened. And we're like, so I told my coworker, I'm like, you did not tell me. You just said it was quirky and really good, man. So, if you don't mind not having, constant explosions and whatnot in your movies, I would definitely recommend it. It was a fun watch. Very good watch. Kate Winslet was amazing at it, as she is in almost everything she does. And Liam Hemsworth was actually really, was really good and fun. And then, it's either Judy Davis or Jodie Davis. Now I got to look it up. She was great as the mom, almost unrecognizable until I saw her name. I couldn't, I couldn't figure out how I knew her. And the dressmaker, 20, oh my, it is Judy Davis. That is from 2015. I
Wow.
did not realize it was that old. But yeah, it is listed as a dark comedy, and it is at that. Hugo Weaving is in it, and
Oh, wow.
his character is great. Those are the only people that I knew, those four. Everyone else is kind of, I'm assuming, and I guess it was based on a novel. Yeah. So, which I did not know. But yeah, very good film. On IMDb, it's rated a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
I would say that that's pretty accurate.
Accurate.
I was going to give it 4 out of 5 stars. So, yeah, I liked it. And I can't think of anything else. I don't think I read anything this month. I'm sitting here. I've got Absolute Batman number 2 to read. I finally have the completed Frankenstein
Ooh.
miniseries that they did. It was a 4-issue, so now I'm going to read that. And then I have a couple comics here by an up-and-coming local cartoonist by the name of Jordan.
Oh.
But yeah, there is a. I don't think I told you about this comic that I've got. It's a Godzilla comic written and drawn by Tom Scioli.
Oh, I've seen that on Instagram.
And so I have the first 2 issues. And it's basically, so the premise of it, and I haven't read the first one because I figured I'll just wait till I have all of them now. It's going to be Godzilla against all these literary characters through
Yeah.
time. So that'll be interesting to see how they do. So, and anyone who doesn't know Tom Scioli, he's a veteran.
He's good.
He is
Very
the
unique art style.
very unique art style. What was the American
American
Barbarian?
Barbarian, that was great.
That, yep.
Very Thundar influenced.
Very Thundar influenced. He also did some, was it G.I. Joe or was it Transformer
G.I.
stuff?
Joe versus Transformer.
That's right, that's right. So yeah, he's quite good. I enjoy him. So I'm looking forward to reading that. But I haven't unfortunately read anything else. So I did get, for anyone who's wondering, because I brought it up a few months ago, I was trying to figure out whether I should get a PS5 or an Xbox
Yeah.
X. After careful deliberation and talking with several people, I went with the Xbox X. But here's a little twist to all this. One of the reasons I chose the Xbox X is I was told that by many people that it was backwards compatible and I could play any system before that on it. Now I am happy to say that all my Xbox One games that I've tried so far have worked. The main purpose for buying this was because I wanted to get Marvel's Ultimate Alliance 2 that was out on the 360, because me and the kids would play that all the time. And I bought it. I found it somewhere at Warp Zone in Hilliard, one of my favorite places to go. They're great there. I grab it, pop it in the next day. It's not backwards compatible.
Shame,
So
a dang shame.
I am left with the quandary of, do I return the games? Or since I was able to actually track them down, because I've been looking for months. Now I could have ordered them online, but with something like that, I try to go to the local places. And they haven't had them. This is the first one in a few months. So do I keep them and then just get a 360 system? And I think that's what I'm leaning towards. I'm just going to find an Xbox 360 Slim that has a 250 gig hard drive. And just add it to the desk here. So that's where we're at.
I will tell you
Tell me.
about new things because
Yes.
I just remembered. You may have gotten an email about this. The Kolchak the Night Stalker novel has shipped.
I don't think I have gotten an email about that.
So that, check your junk folder and everything.
I'm gonna have, oh my gosh, yeah.
So the Kolchak Night Stalker, we both kickstarted that several months ago, and it looks like it's going to be here on time for Christmas.
Night Stalker hardcovers are here.
Yep, and then the next one should be that they shipped.
We'll be sending out rewards immediately. Thank you for all your patience. You will get a tracking number. Check your spam folder. Fulfillment will take us at least 3 weeks. Oh.
Yeah, expected delivery Thursday the 26th. So happy Christmas to me.
If you need to review your information or pledge, where'd you get that information? What'd you click to find that out?
That was a separate email.
Oh, that was a separate
Yeah,
email?
it's a track. It's a.
I didn't see a tracker email.
Well, we'll find it after this, I think.
All right,
But it's
man.
coming, and
It's
that's great
coming.
because I've been reading Kolchak short stories, that I got because on Kindle. Because I've been in the mood to write another Detective Dandy, so I need some inspiration. But it's kind of hard because I've used so many monsters already.
Two. Yeah.
But I've used 14 monsters, so. But I wanna come out of this gate swinging and do it next year early. So, but I've been reading that, and I bought on Kindle the first collection of the Conan short stories by
Oh.
Robert E. Howard, which I've read parts of online, but I was like, I'm just gonna bite the bullet and buy it.
I've got the same book. I got it on Kindle. I had some credits, and so one day I saw that. I'm like, it's in my library.
So I've been reading that
Nice.
because I've been reading all kinds of short stories to get motivated to write again. So I've been reading that, and then I started reading Ulysses by James Joyce, which is not a short story.
It's No, it is not. No.
So
Wow.
I started listening to it last night too. I was like, maybe I'll just listen to it, but I fell asleep immediately. So,
Jeez.
but I was like 10:30, so and I'm getting old, so.
Too funny.
But so I've been reading more,
Well, good.
which is nice because it's inspiring me to write, create. And then as we speak, I've been talking to Aaron. I'm trying to work with Aaron again on a project because I
Nice.
want to work with an artist again because I'm going crazy working by myself, you know. I'm like, ah.
I don't blame you. I was going to, I'm trying to find, because I see we're getting near. We had put out the survey question. Here we go.
Yes. Hit
So
us with it.
the question for this month was, what was one toy from your childhood you always wanted but never got? So we'll didn't get a ton of responses, but I love the responses because I was hoping at least one person would say a certain one, and they did not disappoint.
Good.
Our friend Michelle said the Snoopy snow cone machine. Now, do
Oh,
you know what that is?
I don't know.
So it's very cool. So I never had one of these either, but I did end up buying one at a yard sale one time once I started having a paper route. So the front looked like a doghouse, right? And then you would put this ice in the top and you'd push it down and you would spin it. And then you would make your own snow cones. You'd put a liquid on top so you'd make your own snow cones. It was fun. So that's wild. Yeah, those things were great. Our friend Mr. Nino said the Incredible Edibles, and it says cook up. He was also nice enough to send us
Yeah, an image.
an image of the book. Cook up some fun, frightfully delicious, sugarless. So it was literally this thing that made little edible candies, it looks like. There's bugs, there's snakes, there's men, little gingerbread looking men things, fish, spiders, lizards. Very cool. Looks like it's got molds that you would spray in and then put put into this little weird looking fella.
I think I've seen that, but I don't know.
That is wild. Mr. Nino, I would love to know when that, the time error on that. I'm guessing 60s.
Yeah.
And of course, edibles has a different connotation these days, but we won't get into that. and it's by Mattel, of all people.
Wow.
Interesting. Our friend Dusty, who, you know what? I want to plug a couple things. So he's in a band called Mississippi Bones.
Okay.
But then he also did a project, I think it was earlier this year. And I'm going to look it up on Spotify because I ended up downloading it. But he had this fever dream, I'm guessing, where he wanted to do some like 90s stuff. And I want to make sure I'm getting the name of the project right. Yeah, Brand New Loser.
Okay.
And it's just, yeah, it's there. It's his 90s vibe album, and it's really good. So there's a plug for Dusty and his projects. I enjoyed it very much. And the Mississippi Bone stuff. Well, you've been in the car when that's played before.
Yeah, I think so.
It's more of your heavy metal vibe, and love it. But anyways, he says the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Or the USS flag.
There you go.
And our friend Ryan, who will be making an appearance on a future episode, also said the USS flag. Now, I'm sure you know what the USS flag is, right?
Yeah.
So for anyone out there who doesn't know, G.I. Joe one year decided, we want to put something out there that literally no one will be able to buy or have space for. And it was the USS flag. It is an aircraft carrier that if I had it, I believe it would go from one end of my loft to the other. I'm pretty sure that's about how big it is. It was monstrous. I forget how much they cost back in the 80s, but I want to say, I mean, it was insane for that time period. I mean, there was no way people were going to, not many people could spend that kind of money on it. I'm trying to find it really quick. Yeah, because nowadays it costs about $1,000 if you're getting it in box. So just to give you an idea, today, anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000 for this thing, depending on the condition of the box and if it's still sealed and blah, 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 blah. I'm just, price in 1985. So, and I know this is riveting podcast material here. Yeah, so in 1985, it cost anywhere from $100 to $140 to buy.
Wow.
Which would be like buying something that costs almost $400 today. There's just no way.
Yeah.
You know, for that kind of money, your parents could buy you like 20 or maybe, well, 10 to 15 Transformers.
Yeah.
You know, a ton of G.I. Joe figures.
Yeah.
Or any number of
GoBots.
GoBots or Masters of the Universe or vehicles. So, yeah, it was just, it's insane. And the darn thing was just huge. I have seen them at toy shows. There have been places where they've had them out on display. But yeah, just absolutely ridiculous. But I knew someone would say that. And I just deleted. No.
What'd you delete?
I lost the post.
Oh.
The only other post after that was your friend Albert.
Yeah.
Had mentioned that he wanted the original Power Rangers Megazord and Dragonzord, which, yeah, I'm sure kids of that era.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we talked on the last episode, you know, my big thing was a big wheel. I never had a big wheel. I never had a Castle Grayskull. I did have some cool G.I. Joe. I had the Tomahawk helicopter, which was amazing, and I had this base that was in the water. So the flag, I mean, it was cool, but I knew I was never going to get that. But yeah, so big wheel. Yeah, I think I'm still going to stick with the big wheel.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to stick with. I really can't think. Besides, again, ca having a Castle Grayskull or a Snake Mountain would have been cool. But my friend Matthew had them, so I would take my my math Masters of the Universe figures over to his house. And I would just play with his vehicles and castles. But yeah, what about you?
I can't remember, really. I don't, because I just wanted a lot of action figures and G.I. Joes and stuff, and I don't know if there's anything ever huge that I wanted that I never got.
There's no Turbo Man.
No, I had a Turbo Man.
No,
Yeah.
there you go. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the things that went nuts when we were younger. Cabbage Patch Kids obviously were the craze. I never had one,
Yeah.
never cared to have one. I did have some Pound Puppies. And then what was Furbies? Furbies were huge too.
Yeah, Furbies were big.
I have to ask, we'll have to ask Ryan the next time we see him. Because I remember when they were coming out, he bought two. One that he could take out of the package, one that he could keep, or maybe his mom did. I'll have to see if he still has that. I wonder if he does. So, hey B, if you hear this, if you listen to this,
When you listen to this.
when, yes, right, when you listen to this, if we haven't talked before that, let me know. Did you keep your extra Furby?
That
But
sounds
yeah.
like an activation code for a sleeper agent. Did you keep your Furby?
Speaking of sleeper agents, did you see that they're potentially going to make Wolverine the next Winter Soldier in a storyline?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
We haven't talked about this before we
Oh.
go. I ask this every year, I think. But what is the meaning of Christmas, Doug?
What is the meaning of Christmas? The meaning of Christmas, I think it gives you, it'll be corny that I do this, but you can tie it into what we started this episode with, which is Superman. It is the hope. The reason I love Santa Claus so much, it's the idea that one person could bring joy
Right, to the entire world.
to so many people. But if you scale that down, you don't have to bring hope to 3 billion people or seven, what is it, 7.8 billion
Yeah.
people in the world now. But if you go around and say hi, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Just say hi, hold the door for someone, they drop something, you pick it up. You gave that person joy. And that person gives someone
Yeah.
joy, and that person, and if everyone can do that, then one person really did give joy.
I like that.
So that is why I love the idea of Santa Claus so much. And that's why I love this season, because and look, I've worked retail almost all my life, and it is harder now than ever, especially since COVID. But there are still a lot of good people out there, and we always just have to remember that we never know what they're going through,
Yeah.
right? We don't know what their struggle is. So we can't allow that to affect how we are. So that's why I always try to say hi, always try to do something small, because you might be the only person that individual gets to talk to that day.
Yeah.
And so that's, to me, that's worthwhile. And that's Santa Claus, and that's what this season is.
I love that.
And that's why we should celebrate Christmas year round,
Yeah.
because if we could do that all the time and not just right now,
Right.
man,
Yeah.
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
So that's my spiel.
That's good.
So get mushy for all of you guys right before the new year. Do you
Yeah.
have, speaking of, do you have any plans for the new year?
I don't know yet. I've I don't even really, I barely have Christmas pinned down, so who
yeah. knows? Yep, understood. Yeah, it's
yeah, it's coming at me fast this year.
Yes, it
life,
is.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, and it's weird that, you know, it's right in the middle of the week too, yeah, right? So yeah. It's kind of like, oh man. So, oh well, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What else you got, man?
That's about it.
Got anything? I think we covered it all.
Yeah, we covered it all and then some.
And then some. So, yeah. So, awesome. Well, the Christmas on Infinite Earths,
yeah,
I think went well.
Yeah.
Went well. I want to thank everyone who responded to the question. If you're listening to this, and... Yes?
I was going to say, you know what we're going to have to do next?
What's that?
Infinite Christmas and then Final Christmas.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Sounds kind of...
Secret Christmas War?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
There we go. Krampus versus Santa.
Oh.
Team Krampus, Team Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Dang. That.
Dang. We'll have to draw that up.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Well, hey, if you haven't watched the Superman trailer, do yourself a favor.
Do it.
It will fill you with joy and hope. And hopefully that carries you through the holiday season. We hope that you all have an amazing holiday. We hope you have a safe and happy new year. We can't wait to see what 2025 brings us. I'm sure it'll be more fun guests. What episodes do we have coming up? We've got...
I think we just have DC and... Which we need to record the second part.
Yep.
Before we release that.
Yeah.
Because then we can do back-to-back.
That way we can do back-to-back.
And then board games.
And then the board games. Yeah,
so we'll probably do board games first and then...
Awesome. I do know Travis is chomping at the bit to come back on. And he would love to do the underrated horror films.
Oh, okay.
That we kind of talked about the one month in a survey question. I also think it'd be great to have him on the Good Bad Movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Episode. Definitely. So, but yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover in 2025. And as all these new DC projects come out and the Marvel ones, we'll keep you apprised on those.
Yeah.
We'll keep you all updated on any new board games or video games we play. We just appreciate you coming on this ride with us for the last...
It's been a while.
Yeah, 2 years?
2 years.
Two plus years?
2 plus years, yeah.
So this has been a blast. We appreciate all of you. So we will see you in 2025.
If you can believe it.
Man, oh man. All right. Well, we will see you guys next year. And as always, stay nerdy.